What is the difference between abandoning personality view, sakkaya ditti, and realizing anatta? And then there's another question after that. The personality view, or sakkaya ditti, is another way of translating that is identity view, so that one is identified with certain aspects of, and particularly some body, mind. This is who I am, this is my feelings are what I really am, this is really me, I am my body, the body is me. This sense of self is, say, the vehicle is the body, and then the same for feelings, perceptions, our thoughts, consciousness itself, so that there's an identity and identification that is invested in that. And that, so that, say, abandoning that identity and identifying the personality view is as what Ajahn Yatiko was speaking this afternoon. It's one of the first fetters that's abandoned in the realization of stream entry. And that is a realization of anatta to a certain degree, but it's not a full liberation or a full penetration of anatta, the ability to completely relinquish any kind of... So what is still left, because there's still the tendencies of the I position, the comparisons that one has with others, the feeling of inferiority, superiority, equal, those kind of comparisons are still there, even though you know that's crazy. But it's so deeply ingrained that is still not able to be relinquished until arhatship. So that the realizing of anatta would be, one could equate that with the full liberation and awakening. So that one gets an understanding of it, one gets a glimpse of how that works and realizes, oh yeah, this whole bundle of body-mind complex is a whole tangle, and that's not the whole creation of a self-view and an identity around that is really the way to create suffering. But there's still kind of the underlying tendency, still the underlying habit, and so that it needs to be refined and clarified and penetrated for anatta to fully, say, to manifest itself.